Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we'll conclude this message I've been sharing the last several days on pleasing God. That scripture is found in 1 Thessalonians 4:1. Furthermore, brethren, we beg and admonish you, in virtue of our union with the Lord Jesus, that you follow the instructions which you have learned from us about how you ought to walk so as to please and gratify God, as indeed you are doing, that you do so even more and more abundantly, attaining yet greater perfection in living this life. And so this week we looked at those not pleasing God, those what we can do to please God. What are the things that God looks for in a yielded servant? And also, finally, we were looking at the promises that are given in the Word of God to those who please God. And the first one I'd like to share with you is, as I did yesterday as I brought the broadcast to a close, their enemy shall be at peace with them. Proverbs 16:7 says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And also, secondly, their prayers shall be answered. 1 John 3:22 declares, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him. Why? Because we keep His commandments and do those things which are pleasing in His sight. Praise God. If we always are doing what pleases Him, well, according to that scripture, we may always expect what we ask. And I believe He always, that's what Brother Glass used to say, God always answers prayer. Sometimes it's not now, sometimes it's yes or no, but He always will respond to the prayer of the righteous or to the unsaved when they are sincerely calling out to Him. And then finally, their name shall be everlasting. I'd like to refer you to Isaiah 56:4-5, which says, those who choose the things that please me, I will give them an everlasting name. We may not be sure exactly what that name is, because He's going to give us a white stone with our new name in it. But they shall be called by His name, and His name endureth forever. So, beloved, those that seek to serve God, we can have that assurance that as He will give us the grace to walk as a conqueror in this life, He has given us the means to be victorious. And remember, it's not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. And He will give us all the grace that we need. It pleases God to fulfill His eternal purposes in our lives. In Luke 12:34, what did Jesus say? He says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's His good pleasure to take us there and also to make us fit for it, right? He's doing the work, God working in you both to will and to do. He gives you that heart's desire to will and then to be able to have the grace, the effort, the strength on every level, spiritually, physically, to accomplish it. Remember, Jesus said His kingdom is not of this world. The fashion of this world is surely passing away, but according to Hebrews 12, we have received as God's people a kingdom that cannot be moved. Let us have grace, therefore, This is what Hebrews is saying, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. That's verse 28. And as it says in that opening chapter of Revelation, the first chapter, verse 6, we are kings and priests unto our God. That title cannot be disputed. And according to a little bit further down in that same book, Revelation 22 and 5, it says, we shall reign with him forever and ever. We may not have even the faintest or slightest comprehension of all that means, but beloved, it is eternal joy and fellowship. In his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Praise God. In his presence is fullness of joy, and that's what we want to not only receive for ourselves, which God gives to us as a token of our salvation and walking with him in obedience, but he gives us the hope that there is a hope beyond this life, and that is fellowship with him. Praise God. Let me just take a moment to pray. Father, Lord, it is our heart's desire to walk pleasing before you. And Lord, we need your strength, your grace to be able to accomplish that. Lord, this week we've looked briefly, simply at what the Word has to say about what are the characteristics of those who please you, what we do. And God, we're asking for that grace. Lord, some are just grieving because they continue to habitually fall in a particular sin. And God, we're asking you not only to forgive them, but to give them the grace to know they can triumph through the Lord Jesus Christ, because you give exceeding abundant grace, more than we could possibly use. You're unlimited in the grace that you extend to your people. So, Father, I'm asking you to grant that now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, in the few moments that remain, I just wanted to share a few thoughts. I was thinking of God's word where he said, where there's no vision, the people perish, Proverbs 29 and 18. And did you ever stop to think there is a price to vision? In Isaiah 6 and 1, remember, the Lord appeared to her. He took him to, in whatever, a prison in the body, out of the body. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. And Paul said, I count all things but loss, but for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things. He was willing to do that, and do count them but dung. For what? Purpose, what reason? That I may win Christ. Philippians 3 and 8. Over and over again, God repeatedly removes things or people or friends from our lives in order to bring us to himself. Sometimes if we may have idols and he removes them. And, you know, I had that experience when I came to the Lord. I was ready, I was seeking truth, and I wanted him to be Lord of my life. And subsequently, I did have the experience. There were situations or people removed, and you may have also experienced that. However, it's at just such a time when something or someone is removed that, well, it's easy for us to faint or to fall or to get despondent or discouraged. In the year, I'm paraphrasing what Isaiah said, in the year that someone I looked to died or was removed, what happened? Did I get disheartened, or did I see the Lord? Did you see God in your circumstances? Our vision of God depends on the condition or state of our character. Character determines revelation. God never gives us something that we won't be able to receive or bear. Just like he's a good parent. Just like you have a baby, an infant, or a child, you can't give them more than they're able to receive, either in nourishment or in knowledge. Before we can say, I saw also the Lord, something has to happen in our spiritual vision that will allow the scales, as it were, to drop from our eyes. Remember, that's what happened to Paul. Scales were upon his eyes, and when Ananias laid hands on them, they were removed. He he was very zealous for the Lord, only he didn't really see him. He had to be blinded before he saw him. And the unsaved, you know, they can only see their prejudices. They see from the perspective of a carnal man who lives to gratify the lusts of the flesh. But we must have, as one preacher radically said, it must be God first, God second, and God third, until that our life is steadily faced with God, and no one else can come before Him. Praise God. You know, I feel the presence of the Lord, and I want to share a word with you. For the word of the Lord would say, my beloved, the cost does not compare with the glory to be revealed. Fear not, my beloved. I call you to a walk in me that you've never known before. I call you to a fellowship that exceeds the greatest of your experiences thus far. If you will walk by my side, I will lead you to the mountain of the Lord, and there shall your eyes see clearly from a heavenly perspective. You shall begin to look at things as I see them. You shall be changed in the inner man, and others will see and begin to notice the work of my Spirit in you. You shall not follow, but be as it were a leader that shall bring others into the paths of righteousness. You cannot do this in your own strength, but by my strength you shall be able to accomplish that which I desire to bring forth in your life. Even by earnest desire, you can accomplish it, but my strength is sufficient. As you yield to me, beloved, my Spirit shall be abundantly manifested in your life. As you do this, you shall also see the waters of opposition part, as it will, and you will walk dry shod into the promised land that I have reserved just for you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. What we can't do, beloved, God will do. We just look to Him. Praise God. Well, thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I urge you to write the announcer will share our contact information. And if you choose to email, that's good. I will confirm receipt and pray. But if you'd like a personal response by the mail, please share your mailing address and I'll respond personally to your request. I love you, pray for you every day, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.